This is an Onomy podcast.
I think so many people focus on trying to be the version of themselves that they think that person wants from them rather than showing up as themselves. Show up to that date with no makeup on because that's the version of you that needs love the most. Show up as the person that is your inner self and is like looking for a connection.
Hey everyone, we are back for another week of Date Better with Heather. I am the founder and CEO of Hula, a dating app where you date better guys endorsed by other women, and we are going to have a great show today. We're going to be learning about authenticity and how that leads to the best type of love and the most healthy love, and I have such an amazing guest in to tell us about that and learn from. I believe she's probably one of the most authentic people. You can probably see her on TikTok. And fun fact, we did used to be roommates. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And now during COVID, you kind of blew up on TikTok.
A little bit.
You popped off a bit, girl.
It's been like a very fun journey, definitely.
I feel like I got to live with like the pre-TikTok. Like I got to get your advice and then now you get to blast it out to everyone, which that's why I'm like, we got to bring on the show. Like we got to get some Jasmine advice here.
Yeah.
And also another fun fact. So my app essentially, Hula essentially started from a podcast. It was birthed from a podcast. And Jasmine was one of the first people on my show where we talked about dating that episode.
That episode is still so iconic.
It's called Boys, Boys, Boys. And that was in our chaotic single era.
It was really funny. Honestly, we need to bring it back.
Well, I am really excited for everyone to learn about you. So do you mind telling us, I know a lot about you, but tell the listeners a little bit about you and kind of your story.
Yeah. So Heather mentioned my TikTok. That's something that during the pandemic, I really found like a passion for. It all happened so randomly. I went viral for the first time, basically telling a story about going on a date for the first time. And basically what happened is I was supposed to go on a date with this guy and we had been talking and texting for weeks and weeks and so excited, the buildup. And then on the day of, he canceled to hang out with his friends. And so I basically filmed a TikTok getting ready for a different date because I was like, you know what? I'm going on a date today anyway. And
So you just found another.
Yeah. So someone also asked me and I was like, okay, like, I'm just gonna go out with them. So I told like a story time, like while I'm putting on my makeup, and it was.
You were like an OG Alex Earl.
OG Alex yeah. Earl, except different vibe. And then yeah, that got like a million views in like 24 hours. I like watched it blow up like while I was on my date, and I'm like, what is going on? And yeah, from there I was just like, you know what? Like I'm just gonna keep doing
Let
this.
It rip.
This is so fun. And yeah, I just kind of spiraled from there. So.
Wow. No, you're so good at them too. Like everyone should leave this episode right now and then come back. But like go watch her TikToks and you just start just like so yourself and authentic and just like sharing your stories and sharing like the crap that happens.
Yeah.
I love them personally. And you give great advice, which is we're going to get some of your advice later in the show. We have some listeners that have questions. So what is your, you know, obviously you made this TikTok that went viral and then, you know, were you single for a bit or like did this date go so well? You just had to start dating this man? Or what happened? Tell us more.
So I stayed single for quite a while after that. Yeah, I mean, I've been dating around for like years and years and years. And it's been such an interesting journey through it all. And then just adding in like the pandemic and all of these different factors being like young in your 20s in LA. Like there's so many factors that just, in my opinion, don't really promote, you know, a healthy dating culture in that way. And so I feel like many women, I wanted to find a relationship and it just was not working out. So yeah, I just continued to date around and focus on myself and I am in a relationship now.
Love. Okay.
Very happily so. So there's a happy ending.
Okay. Amazing. Well, we'll definitely have to talk about that and how you got to that happy ending. But one of the things that, you know, you did share during this period of COVID, I believe, was it during COVID? You came out as bi on your TikTok. And I'd love to hear about, you know, I think like that's something a lot of people are scared to share. And we just did an episode where, you know, we talk about like vulnerability is the birth of love. And it's like, and that's why like being your authentic self is so important because once you just take off that mask, it's like you're free and you just like take the pressure off. So can you walk us through like what that journey looked like for you? Yeah, just tell us more about that.
Yeah, it was something that I always kind of knew in the back of my head that I was like interested in, yeah. you know, the potential of, you know, dating not just men, but like opening that up. But it wasn't until actually I figured it out like right before the pandemic when I first had feelings for a girl for the first time. And it was one of those things where, and I know a lot of people can identify with this if they've come out, but it gets to a point where it's like unignorable.
Okay.
For a long time, you can like push it down and be like, oh, everyone's attracted to girls, or like everyone feels this way, or like whatever. But then once you kind of develop feelings, you realize you're like, oh, this isn't like a game anymore. This is like happening. This right. is real life. That was a very difficult journey, actually. It's a lot that you have to come to terms with, because I think the hardest part, especially for a lot of women, is realizing that not only do you have different dating preferences or opportunities, it also changes like the way your entire life might look. I know for a lot of women, we're like very much conditioned to imagine this happy ending with your husband,
pick a fence and a mom, and
exactly. And you see your whole life, you see this traditional wedding, you see your family being so supportive, you see like all of these amazing things, yeah. and then to realize that that may not be the happy ending that you get, I think that scares a lot of women in a lot of ways, because you just now don't know. And so now it's more than just like a person you might date. It's like, okay, this might change the way I've perceived my Whoa. Entire life. So it's definitely a lot for a lot of people to process, but I do think the beautiful thing about, you know, things like TikTok is that there was so much community and so many people were coming to terms with it together, because we got to share this with each other in a way that I don't think was as available for people in their daily lives pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. Because I think the beautiful thing about social media sometimes is that because of the algorithm, you truly are grouped with people that have your exact same interests.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I don't post a reel. It's like a whole other thing.
Oh,
it's awful. I'm dealing with it right now. I woke up like depressed, yeah. because I looked at my reels and I was like, oh my God.
No.
But then on TikTok, it's like, my people.
Yeah. Instagram has not figured out that algorithm yet.
No, they need to take a page out of TikTok.
I get the most vile comments from men on there. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But TikTok is like my community. It's like beautiful.
Totally.
So once you kind of get through that scary part and you find community and you realize like the world is not ending, it does become really wonderful to like open yourself up to different types of people and just like what you said about authenticity, like really shed who you thought you were supposed to be and who you were supposed to be accepted by people, or who you even wanted to be because of
your own
visions. Or
like who the world kind of just projects on us to be.
Yeah. And then just really leaning into like, who am I? What do I like? What type of person do I want? Like, what are my values? You know, it's like, do I want like a heteronormative life in marriage, or do I want to like prioritize my own happiness? You know, it really just, it changes a lot. So,
wow. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, I know it's like a really, it probably was a very like, your brain is probably like thinking all these thoughts and it's so overwhelming. Like, what, you know, did you kind of process it on your own mostly first and talk to friends, or were you kind of like, I'm gonna just share this online, like what I'm like, how much in live time did you share with the community?
You know, it's interesting, I actually was really lucky to have a best friend that was also going through this during the exact same time, so her and I were able to process a lot of this together. That was really great. And I slowly started telling friends, and it wasn't until I'd really accepted it that I posted it online, because I knew that like, also the way TikTok works is it feeds it to like everyone you've ever met, all of your like Facebook friends for some reason. And like, you know, so that was like a big moment. But like once you then do it, it doesn't feel scary anymore, because you're like, okay, like nothing happened. Like no one actually cares. It's like fine, you know? So
yeah, it's true. Once you just kind of accept it internally.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, like I don't really care what you guys say, because like this is me, and I accept me.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing I think about things like social media too. It allows you to have a new community outside of the people that you know. So even if you don't feel accepted by the people you do know, you're kind of given a new opportunity with different people, you know. So that's been nice.
Yeah, and I bet, you know, you probably inspired a lot of other people to like start like thinking like, oh, maybe I'm not weird for feeling like this, or you know, that's really special too. That's what I love about social media.
Yeah.
It's the good and the bad.
And normalizing it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So one thing you also, you made this TikTok where you mentioned that after dating women, you feel like their standards are too high. Or you mentioned, you said you were dating a woman and you were like having to fulfill like the guy's role, and you're like, holy crap, like they want a lot of things.
God. Yeah. Okay. I know what video you're talking about now. Yeah. I was kind of just saying that, like, maybe not necessarily standards being too high, but expectations can be really high sometimes. Can you
elaborate more on that? Like, because I feel like that's probably a really shocking, like, you're like, like, you know, you're dating guys, and then all of a sudden you like go on the other side and you're like, whoa, like I can feel it from I'm in their shoes, and they're like, whoa, what is that? Can you tell us about what that was like?
It was actually such an interesting experience to get that energy that like I have put out to a lot of people to be on the receiving end of it, just in terms of like the expectations. And one example is, I feel like there's so much pressure that women put on men to know what they want immediately and to know right away upon.
What do you mean by know what they want?
If you go on a first date or you barely know someone, there's kind of this expectation like, oh, if he wanted to, he would. If he really liked you, he would do this huge date and invest into you and do all of these crazy things for you.
That's true.
But on the other side of it, like, he's still getting to know you. You know what I mean? And like, he doesn't know if he should do all of that, because if he showers you with presents and like a grandiose date, what if he realizes like, oh, we're actually like not compatible, I don't like you, now I've gotten this girl to really like me because I've like given her all of these things. It's gonna be worse to kind of like pull all of that away, you know what I mean? So that's why I really started to appreciate communication and like the slow burn, because I also think if someone is showing up and like completely like just love bombing you on the first date and showering you with so much, They're doing that to everyone potentially, or they've kind of built you up in their head to be like, you know, something that you may not be. You know, someone could meet Heather and be like, oh my God, she's the vision of what
I
want. Oh
no, I tell that, I'm like, no, you like the idea of me. Yeah, you don't actually like.
Yeah,
like, we're not actually a good fit.
Exactly, and so I think it's good for people to just slow it down and release some of the expectations and try to get to know someone on a friend level.
So so is that how it translated for you? Like, starting to feel like that as in the other, being in that, like feeling the other perspective.
For sure.
So were you like, okay, let's slow things down. Like how did that translate for you to slow things down?
Yeah, I think for me, it was really tough because I really do need to get to know people in order to like trust them and to feel like it's safe for me to get feelings for them. And so I noticed when I would date women, I would like pull away a lot and not invest into it because I couldn't deal with that pressure. You know what I mean? Like, my attachment style, I'm like anxious and avoidant. I have like both of them.
Wow.
And so.
And it brought out the anxious?
It brought out the avoidant.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
It's just interesting to see kind of like the amount of pressure we put onto people to like know right away if they want to like be with you or, rather than just letting things unfold naturally and just focusing on friendship and like, do I like this person? So, yeah, I would really try to take the approach of just like,
you always hear people,
to know people, and
you always hear people on TikTok being like, no, stop trying to like make them like you, like ask yourself, do you like this person? But it's almost interesting to talk about it from this perspective. Because it's making me like understand like the, do you like focusing on friendship, do you like this person in a different way than someone else telling it to me?
For sure.
You know, after hearing it like from this perspective, you like, no, girls, you're putting all this pressure, like, no, figure out, develop a friendship, slow burn, like, do I like this person?
And it's so much easier that way because like, and I also think this culture is very reactionary. Like, a lot of women are putting a lot of pressure on men because men have not shown up or emotionally invested, or they've done the bare minimum. And so it's kind of like an overcorrection. And
That is an interesting conversation we could get into.
You know, and
Never thought about the overcorrection.
Yeah. Like, I don't think women are wrong for having these large expectations because, like, there are so many situations where women get kind of roped into like very unsatisfying relationships. So I do understand the pressure, but I still do believe that everyone would be better off. Like,
there's like an inflation in the dating economy right now where like, deleted expectations and standards, and then the guys are like, just like the economy, the men have popped, and they're like,
Yeah.
Wow, really interesting. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, it's really just nice to remember, like, people are people. And, like, even with men, I've then found to have much more successful relationships with men when I just took the pressure off a lot.
But do you think that took dating women to feel like, to get to that point?
I do think that realization, yeah, I definitely think that, like, made a huge impact. And I just, yeah, I just realized there is so much pressure to play a role. I think that was what was prevalent in both dating men and women. It's like we're all playing a role rather than showing up as ourselves, you know?
Authenticity, baby. That's where we go. Take a drink of water every time. Exactly. We say. Yeah. Super interesting. Well, definitely we have more stuff to dive in with that. But first, we're gonna play a little game.
Okay.
Because we love games. Just kind of spice it up. So this game is called No Way or Yes Way, and essentially we're both gonna give each other things that, you know, dating facts or things that have happened to us, and we're gonna guess each other if that's no way that happened or I believe that happened. Okay. Ready? And this is kind of fun because we were roommates, but we haven't talked in a bit.
I know.
So it's kind of like you might know some of these and you might be able to guess, but I don't know. Okay, I'll go first and then you go next. Okay. I've never had a proper sugar daddy offer. Sam, you can also pipe in on this one.
I've got my answer.
Okay, go. Just say it. Just
no
say
way.
It.
I'm just going to say yes way because I do believe you've gotten a lot of fake offers and a lot of
those fake DMs. Those don't count. Those
fake
don't
DMs. Count. But I don't believe someone would have the confidence to give you a real offer because I think they see you. You know what I mean? They're like, this girl might chew me out. And
it's so frustrating.
I mean,
I just want the offer, you know? Like, I don't.
What's a proper offer, though?
Okay, I'm saying, like the DMs, there's like
a real person.
Yeah, the spam DMs, like, people, my friend will be like, I just got a sugar daddy. I'm like, what happened? And she's like, look at the DM. I'm like, that's like a spam. Yeah. Like, that's, to me, that doesn't
count. They're trying to drain your bank account, actually. So don't give them any info.
Don't
PSA.
Don't accept the check and don't, like, try to cash the check because they're just trying to drain your bank account.
Yeah.
Don't do that, everyone listening. Yeah. Scam. I don't count those, but I'm talking like no one has ever been like proper like Heather. Let's talk about a situation.
Yeah.
But I'm like, come on, like I wouldn't do it, but like I feel like that's just like a
look, if the price
like
is
a
right,
rite of passage. Yeah. Like why haven't I gotten the offer? Come on.
Confidence booster, you know.
Unfortunately, you may be hanging out with, you know, in good spaces. Maybe with people who maybe see you as like, you know, not an object.
All right, you go.
Okay. Also, I made sure to pick a lot that I don't think you know.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's see. My first boyfriend in the 8th grade cheated on me.
Yes, way.
Yes, way.
That is true.
Okay. And was it your first love?
So I think we dated for probably anywhere from 3 days to a week.
It was one of those.
But he did then call me to break up with me because here's the tea. Okay, he was a cute boy, but he was, like, not cool. And so him and I started going out. I put that man on the map. Guess what?
Not the map.
The popular girl swooped him up, and they're like, wait, we want him. And then he called to break up with me, like, while he was with them. And they were, like, doing things.
Oh,
and I was like,
my God.
Original villain story.
Did you tell him he was nothing before you?
You guys, I did a movie. It's called Fatal Fashion or Deadly Runway. It's, like, it was on Netflix and Lifetime. But that was literally the plot of the movie.
Wow.
Was I was the popular girl in school. There's this little nerd guy called David Doolittle. And he was really not cute. He was a total nerd.
He sounds like a nerd.
And then the new teacher came in. She's a modeling fashion photography teacher. She gives him a makeover. And all of a sudden, I'm dating the popular guy in school. I'm like, no, now I want David. And then the teacher, of course, has to kill me because she wants David.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then I get pushed off the school roof. So do you want to see me die?
Wow.
Oh, that's David exactly Doolittle. What happened
but
to
that's
me.
Yeah.
Was it worth it, teacher?
Yeah, I have funny. So fun. Lifetime movies, man. Okay. I kissed Diplo.
I hope
yes,
not.
Yes, way.
I really hope not.
Sam.
Why would you? That's so
fate.
Specific.
The game is supposed to be like this.
I'm going to say no way, just hopeful.
No.
Okay. Thank God. He has a pattern for dating women.
I know. That's why I was like, that was like, this could be believable, maybe. Thankfully, I have people with higher hopes except for Sam.
Sugar daddy, Diplo.
No sugar daddy.
One of them I know, no but Diplo. I guess wrong on both of them.
Okay, go.
Okay, let me see. I once left a date when I found out their astrology sign.
Oh, yes way. For sure.
Yes,
right. I'm locking this one on. Yes, absolutely.
I have not.
No.
But that has happened to someone I know.
Okay, literally everyone, if you want to know the inspiration, on Hula, we do show your astrology sign. And that would be thank you to Jasmine right here. She was like, Heather, you have to have the astrology sign on there.
I'm you
like,
need to.
I'm like, I go that one in.
So the reason that's not true is because I am very interested in astrology, but I wouldn't write anyone off because of it.
Okay.
I would be very curious to see. It tells you a lot, though. But so sometimes I see someone with a crazy chart and then they end up being
But when insane. Do you when do you figure out the chart? Like, are you pre-date, you're figuring out their birthday, their time? Or are you on the date, like, slipping in, like, oh, when is your birthday? Mine's this. Oh, funny. I'm a night owl, must be because I was born at this time. Yeah. Like, when do you figure out this information?
I'll do it on the date. Or I'll try to – or if it's on a dating app, I can see it there anyway. And I'm like, that's noted.
That's so funny. Okay. I slid into Timothy Chalamet's DMs, and he opened it.
Yes way, I believe that.
Yes way.
Yes, it's true.
I'm manifesting this for you.
So before Timothy Chalamet was Timothy Chalamet, he was just a beautiful boy. He wasn't on the map yet.
Mm. Some could say I put him on the map. Yeah, you
discovered it. Some could say I put him on the map.
So I hung out with Timothy Chalamet, full 45-minute conversation. He was not him. I mean, I was like in love at that point, the 45 minutes. But then my friend pulled me away. And I lost my, so then I DM'd him and I was like, hey, like, you know, like, was so good to chat with you. Unfortunately, he saw it, but he didn't reply to it. So wow. I was like, point taken.
He's playing hard to get. He'll come back any minute now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
So he'll definitely be back.
I actually ran into him twice after that, but like, we like bumped into each other. It was like, I'm like, what are the odds? Three times total bumping into Timothy Chalamet. What are the odds?
Yeah. It's faded.
That's a sign.
Marriage. Okay. You go.
Okay. A guy once totaled his car on a way to pick me up for a date.
Okay, the last one was no way, so I'm going to go yes way. Oh, I'm strategic right now.
I'm going to say no way to that one.
Yes way and no way. What is it?
Yes, this did happen, unfortunately.
Oh, totaled his car. Oh,
he was like, he was 2 minutes away from getting
no,
me.
No, wait. Okay.
And so we spent the first part of the day going to an auto shop to fill out a police report.
That's so like, was there a second date?
There was, but you know, it didn't end up, but you know what, that I took him out.
There's some.
I took him out to a nice dinner after that.
You
I was
took
like,
him
on
out?
Me. Of course.
Aww.
I'm a gentleman.
Like, that's really.
The second day you spent an hour on hold with his insurance
company. Yeah, exactly.
That's actually the TikTok trend is so funny where like you go on a first date with a guy and then you call him and act like you're like, hey babe, I just booked a haircut for you. Like, have you seen those TikTok
yes,
trends?
I have.
I gotta do one. That's so up my alley.
It's so funny. They'd love that actually.
Wait, we should after this episode, we'll do a TikTok and we'll post it on our TikTok for Date Better Pod, and I'll do the prank after this.
Perfect.
I'm down.
Yes.
There's a guy I went on a date
definitely
with.
Yes.
He's perfect. He's perfect contender for this. He's like an investment banker. He's going to be like, what? Middle of the day. I'm just like, hey, babe, I booked an eyebrow threading appointment for you. Mm-hmm, it's Thursday at 6. Is that okay?
They would love that. They would
he's
love
like,
that.
What's wrong with my eyebrows?
That's all men want. Is
you
that
better show
book
up.
Appointments for
yeah,
them.
Yeah. I had a guy scream at my dog and I broke up with him.
I believe this, actually, because you love your dog.
I would do that too. That's a yes way.
Yes way that you would break up with a person?
Well, yes way I believe you, but yes, okay. Yes, I would also.
Dogs are precious beings who do not hurt of anything.
Huge
we
red
have
flag.
One right
and
here.
When he, yes, we do. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyone,
forgot
please just go to YouTube and watch the rest of this episode just so you can stare at the dog right now.
This
he's
is
like
not my dog for the
sleeping.
Record.
Yeah. It's our sound, guys. Actually. Dog. Oh my God, precious. I'm obsessed with dogs. Yeah, so this man, he's like, shut up to my dog. And I was like,
oh my God,
I was like,
psychopath.
We're done. Like, yeah. That was all you needed to do, and this is it done. Because if you do that to a little precious 4-pound princess sweetheart, what are you going to do to a 118-pound one?
Yeah.
Just cruel.
Yeah, no.
And
cruel.
And unusual
absolutely
punishment.
No way. Okay. Yes way it happened, but no way on this man.
Yeah, canceled. Yeah. I once flew across the country for a first date.
No way.
No way.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I would never. I'd be like, you can come to me. Thank you.
There we go. There we go. Would you ever do it if he flew you out?
It depends.
You've like FaceTimed a good amount. What'd you do if he flew you out?
He flew me out, got me my own hotel room for a couple days in a city that I wanted to go to.
Okay. We're going for the trip.
Yes.
The vacation exactly. with the boy on top could be a plus.
Yeah, no. And love is the plus. He can get a dinner date. It's not going to be a little okay. staycation. No
love
way.
It. Okay, I have a really juicy one as my last one. I have gone on a date, several dates, with a Peaky Blinder.
Ooh. I'm going to say yes way because I want to hear I want it to be a yes so I can get more info.
I'm going to say no way because I'm watching you and I think you're acting.
I'd be a good poker player, huh? The answer is yes way.
Oh, yes. Cute. Wait, who was it?
I'm not going to say. That's the aww. Fun. The fun is people being like, what would it be?
You'd get kicked off Raya.
Mm-hmm. I would get. Well, I actually did not meet him through Raya.
Wow.
I met him IRL. Crazy, huh?
Amazing.
Maybe he's on Hula. Who knows?
He might be.
There you go.
Download Hula.
Okay. Do you have a last one or do we get through all of them?
I can do one more. Let's see. A guy once threw up on a date with me.
Yes way. What a bonding moment.
Yes way. For sure.
Heather, you were there.
So it's a yes.
So Heather and I once went on.
Oh my God, my memory's horrible. So this
a
is perfect.
Double date from hell. So
why am I forgetting this? Hold on, I need
you'll
it.
Remember in 2 seconds. We both had a date that night, and we decided to combine
wait, it's
them.
It's coming back. Whoa!
This
whoa.
Man proceeded to get blackout drunk. My date, of course. Heather's was great. Proceeded to get blackout drunk because he was really nervous and he was sweating and apparently he's never been on a date in his life before. is what he said. And got so drunk, and then he excused himself to the bathroom, and we all looked at each other like, this man definitely just threw up.
Oh, my God.
And then...
Was that at Mama's Shelter?
It was.
Okay, so I have some recollection, but yes. It's very foggy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
Yeah. And then your date picked up the bill for all of us.
That's right. Better guys. Better guys since 2019. That's hilarious. I forgot about that.
I know. So good.
Oh, my God, and he left us with the bill. That's right.
Yep. But I immediately had him Venmo me for the amount, so.
We won.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not getting away with that
yeah.
one.
Whoa.
Crazy.
I do recall this. Lightly. Wow. Yep. Dating in LA, man.
So fun.
You get all the colors of the spectrum.
Exactly.
All the things happen, all the stories. And that's why we have a podcast about dating in LA.
Exactly.
Okay. Speaking of chaotic dating. Well, you mentioned a decade on your TikTok, a decade of chaotic dating, and now you're in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
What a breath of fresh air.
Oh, my God. I know. Can you believe it? Yeah. It was definitely a journey. It was like a little bit under a decade, I would say, of not having an official relationship. You know, I'd fallen in love. I'd had
right, right. Like a little situationship,
like,
action. Yeah,
but no secure relationship. And right. That was a big process for sure. It's just really interesting, you know, as someone who like wanted a relationship for a long time, but then, you know, maybe I was picking guys that weren't like good for me or like, yeah, over investing in the wrong people or, you know, not having like worked on myself enough to want someone that would be good to me. You know, there's so many different factors on top of just like.
Right.
Already a difficult dating culture, you know.
Well, and being young and like figuring things out and then add COVID into it.
Oh my
like,
God. Yeah.
Gosh. I mean, like there's a just it's so confusing for a while. And I think so kind of talking about that era, mm-hmm. were you kind of, you know, you mentioned like picking the wrong people. Was that something that's kind of you grew out of or like you noticed the pattern and then you stopped it? Or did it take like you were still going for, you were still kind of experiencing this and then you happened to meet the right guy? Like what can you kind of walk us through like the patterns that you experienced and how you kind of got out of them or what that looked like?
Yeah, I noticed a huge pattern that I kept ending up with these really like love bombing type of dudes mm-hmm. where they over invested so much in the very beginning and then would disappear. And so I had so many moments where I would tell my friends like, oh my God, this is the one. And it just like completely fizzled out and it was never anything even to begin with, you know? So there was a lot of realizations after that of realizing like, no, like I need like a slow burn because clearly these people are not legit. And also like, I want to take longer to get to know people also so that I know what I'm getting myself into. So it was a lot of having to unlearn a lot of the things because of course like being love bombed, you know, and for those who don't know, love bombing is when someone is intentionally trying to move the relationship faster than it would normally go with intentions to like bond you guys together basically.
Do you think, just side, do you think that love bombers are cognizant of the fact that they're love bombing?
I think they can and they can't be. So there's people that are manipulative about it, and they know their end goal. They're like, oh, if I do this, she's going to be super attached to me. That's scary behavior.
So scary.
But I also do believe that a lot of people do it unintentionally because they get so in their feelings, but then in actuality, they're not actually ready for all the things that they want.
They like the idea, maybe?
They like the idea of it, mm-hmm. Yeah. They want to feel that romance and that spark with someone, but if it gets any more serious, they're not available for that. So, yeah, I think it can be intentional and non-intentional.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you became aware of that, and then how did you kind of, you know, when one tried to come at you again, mm-hmm. What did you do to sort of combat that?
Yeah. So
bomb them back.
Yeah, exactly. So once I noticed that pattern, I immediately started feeling really just turned off by the guys that would do that. And I think that is like a huge step a lot of people need to take. It's like not only having boundaries with yourself that like, I'm not going to go for this person, but it's getting to a point where that is not attractive to you because you start to see it as immature. So when someone would do that, and like another big red flag is someone putting you on a pedestal really early on, being like, oh my God, you're so amazing and wonderful and whatever, all of these things. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, you recognize that. That's great, you know? But
you're like, how would you know? Because you don't know me well enough
exactly,
to know that.
Exactly. So then that realization of knowing they don't know you well enough, or they're just projecting, and, you know, there's just a lot of different factors. So, yeah.
So your strategy is get turned off by once you become aware of these things, get turned off by that.
Yes. Once you realize that's like immature behavior, and that happens like throughout all of this, like I started therapy and I was doing a lot of really intense like work on a lot of like traumatic events that had happened and a lot of things that had like formed my attachment style and like the things that I wanted. So the healthier I got mentally, the more unhealthy behavior was unattractive to me. So that's why I'm such a huge proponent for therapy and like really going inward with yourself in that way, because it genuinely does have a huge ripple effect on your life. So yeah.
And by the way, emotional intelligence is so hot. Yes. Like, super underrated. I mean, this is like obvious, but a lot of guys are like, all girls want is like a tall da 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 fit. Like, okay, like sure, there's some, but this is something that you can literally start tomorrow, today, and get your mind right. Get go to therapy, work, grow, become more emotionally intelligent, and you don't even know. It's unfortunately becoming more rare, but it's so hot and it's so like, it's a must to me now.
I actually had a funny joke on my TikTok in the beginning of my therapy journey where I was like, I actually don't want to keep working on myself because now I'm shrinking my dating pool because now there's like no one left.
No, it's absolutely true. Like, honestly, you could be the hottest guy, but if you're not emotionally intelligent, like, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, because they're like, you just, it's something that we can all like work on. There's always something you can grow in. There's always like something you could be like, oh, like, why did I just get mad at that? Like, there's always more to like dissect and grow in and become a better person. And, you know, it's very underrated, that talked about for guys.
For sure. Absolutely.
It's thankfully like a little more accepted, I think, amongst women to be like, I go to therapy. It's becoming more accepted, especially with social media talking about it. But I think it should be talked about more, like, hey, it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
It's okay. And like, but for women, it's like a little more like, I go to therapy and I'm doing, and I realize this about myself, but like, it should be much more. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful when a guy is like so confident and like authentically is just like, yeah, I got some crap and I'm gonna dissect that and figure that one out. And you know what? I'm not just gonna blame it all on you. Like, I'm gonna figure out why I got mad at that. Or like, and that's extremely powerful.
Yeah. Cause like the biggest thing about emotional intelligence is being able to know how you feel.
Yes.
And so a lot of people are kind of going through life and not knowing how they're feeling. And so I think that is what leads to a lot of problems in dating also. You know, people are really just, they're kind of on this weird autopilot, or they're reactive to everything, or they're going off like these like instincts of like what feels good in the moment, every single moment to moment, and not kind of analyzing their behavior. So yeah, once you start to be able to do that yourself, you can notice that in other people a little bit easier.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So really, it took these like years of like working on yourself, and then you were able to become more aware of like, oh, that's unhealthy. That's like something, and you became like not into that. And then that helped you kind of curate almost like date in a way that you're only dating people that are meeting you at that level.
Exactly.
And that's how you got into a healthy relationship.
Taking control. You really took control.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
Sam.
Because at the end of the day, like, you know, it can be really easy to blame, you know, a lot of the people that you're dating or the culture. And it's good to have an awareness of that, but it's also very personally empowering to be able to take accountability for, like, the part that you play.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, OMG, all of these guys, like, leave me on red, or they all ditch me or whatever. And it's like, okay, you are, like, part of that equation.
You're a common factor.
Yeah, and there might be a reason that's happening.
Right.
You know, you might be, you know, because the things you've gone through, you're attracted to this type of person. Like, yep. Let's unpack that, you know?
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, quickly touching on, like, you know, you describe yourself as an introvert.
Yeah.
A lot of your TikToks talk about that. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that are also introverts. And they're like, you know, there's this quote, and I think there's truth to it, like, dating's a numbers game. Mm. And I think that's kind of maybe, like, you know, that being a thing and maybe being more introverted, how do you date authentically, knowing, like, I don't really like to, like, be going out all the time and, like having small talk with a bunch of people. Like, that's I'm total extrovert, so I'm like I'm like trying to, like, tell me more. Is that, like, the idea of maybe going out and having a lot of small talk to an introvert is, like, not something that's very appealing. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say, like, my brand of introversion is that I'm a little bit, like, lower energy naturally, mm-hmm. and I don't like to go out and mm-hmm. expend a lot of energy that way. I'm really sensitive to, like, party energy. Like, I did that in my early 20s. Now I really realize, like, that doesn't feel good for me anymore.
It's not authentic to you.
And so it's interesting because I like to, like, kind of be home in my own presence a lot. And so that does make it harder to date.
Right. That's why I'm like, you can't invite a guy to your house. Like, how do you recommend someone to sort of put themselves out there, but they are more introverted? Like, what's your way of doing that?
I would really say, honestly, like, dating apps are really great because you are able to meet a lot of people that you wouldn't normally meet.
Correct.
Especially if you're wanting to meet another person that might be a little bit more introverted also. Like, that's kind of the only way to meet them would be, like, through something like this, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to go to bars and, like, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Exactly. And I also would say that with that, it's really, really important to have, like, if you are doing online dating, to have a profile that is very true to you. Like, you're not trying to just be super funny. You're not just trying to be super hot. You, like, are actually coming to the table with your interests, like, your lifestyle, like, these important factors so that people know it, you
like,
know?
Like, show who you are.
For sure.
Be totally authentic, and it's going to – some people won't like it. That's okay. They're not for you.
For sure.
And, like, that helps you weed them out. And then you go on dates that – are, you know, most qualified.
Exactly. Like, for a long time, I would try to curate my dating profiles to just all of the hottest pictures of me that have ever existed,
right.
And the funniest possible prompt to, like, all of the questions, just so I'm like, wow, she's so hot and funny and blah blah blah. But then I wasn't actually meeting anyone I was compatible with,
right.
And
because you were not being yourself. Like, by the way, you are those things,
right.
But, like, you were being, like, the perfect version of yourself,
exactly.
Rather than the real version of yourself.
Exactly. And I felt so much liberation when I switched my profile to, like, more, like, funny pictures of me that, like, in actual
that
things
were...
that I would do, like, that would myself, and also listing in my profile, like, the type of person I am and what I'm looking for in other people, you know?
Okay, so you do think people should do that?
I do, because I think, I don't know, I heard this really good thing on TikTok somewhere. It's like, you're not, especially with dating apps, like, you're not trying to be attractive to everybody.
Correct.
You're trying to be very attractive to, like, your specific type of person.
Right.
And so if you're worried about, like, being cringe by, like, talking about your feelings or, like, the things that you're looking for, it's going to be a lot harder to weed that out.
It's,
you know,
kind of like the For You page. Like, when you are just, like talking about these things, then look who's, like, seeing those videos.
For
is
sure.
The people, your community. So, like, dating, same way. When you're making your Hulu profile, like, just put it as you, and, like, that's it might not be for everyone, but that's okay, because it's really for the right person.
Exactly. And if you are looking for something, like, serious and authentic, like, and you put that on your profile, imagine how much of a sigh of relief that's going to be for someone else who is looking for the same thing.
I know, I always
they're
gonna
think be
about
like
that.
Oh, thank God, like, this girl wants something serious. Like, that's amazing.
Well, it's funny because,
you know,
I'll see some guys, they'll put, like, all, like, I like hunting, fishing, and I'm like, ew, ew. Like, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
And then
no.
There'll be one that's like, I'm looking for, like, a you know, a like-minded entrepreneur, da da da. I'm like, oh, so it's actually true. Exactly. I kind of like cringe when I see the fish. I'm like, oh, but that's exactly what I should be doing because they're not for me.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Whew, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's some nuggets right there. Okay, burning question. So inside the Hula app, we have a community tab. So we're all about like, you know, we have better guys. We also want to help guys be better. So people will ask questions in there either as themselves or anonymously. Amazing. So we have some people that wrote in some questions. So I'm going to ask you them and we'll get your best advice. We'll do a little fire. What is it? Quick round. So people always say the quote, when you know, you know. But that phrase gives me anxiety because I'm with an amazing partner who I love and adore. But how am I supposed to know that they're the one?
I think if you know, you know is great unless you have like anxiety or a history of trauma, because it is a lot more difficult for people that suffer with anxiety, OCD, PTSD. Like a lot of these things, your brain is naturally predisposed to protecting you as much as possible. So it's really good if that's something you experience to like work on that in therapy and with yourself, because you may not just get that same experience as other people get. You can meet the most perfect person for you and you know, your body is scared, you know, especially when you meet someone that is someone safe and, you know, you can be vulnerable around. For people that have that history, like that's going to trigger them. So obviously listen to how you feel around
your instinct.
Yeah. Listen to how you feel around them and the way you like perceive them. You're like, I know they're a good person. I know they make me feel safe, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I think it's just difficult.
I think that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I think I like it.
And check in with your friends too, because I think if you have a good group of friends, like they know you well enough to know like if you're like if you seem happy and if this person's a good fit for you, or if some other people notice things are off about them, like it's really good to like trust the people around you as well. Yeah.
Is getting back with an ex ever a good idea?
I guess it depends on the situation, but I don't think it's always a bad idea. I think, you know, timing can be difficult for a lot of people. So if you have someone and there's a good connection there and you're not just getting lost in the moment, you actually have thought this through a lot. I think that's a huge thing.
Wait 3 days to send that text.
Yes. Yeah.
Always a good, whether it goes, whatever, wait 3 days.
Yeah.
Don't send a drunk text.
Yeah. Like something like an ex is, it's good to not act emotionally or sexually. Good to just think about like, okay, what is the reason why we broke up? What is the reason that we would get back together? Are the problems that we had still the same, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I agree. Is closure a real thing? I feel like I still have questions even 1 year after the relationship.
You know, it's tough. A lot of people say they don't believe in closure.
I do.
I think it can help a lot. I think, again, the more you can show up authentically, theme of the episode, the more you can show up authentically, the
take
more you're going
to
get those answers. But I do think it can be tricky. Should you seek out answers from someone that is toxic in your life? I don't think so. I don't think that will help.
Yes.
But if you have like a mature, open relationship with someone, then I think that's okay. But yeah, definitely be very mindful who you're trying to get answers from and if that's preventing you from moving on, you know?
Yeah. I think you got to, like, if it's on your heart and you just can't get out of your head, like, try to, have a conversation so that you can move forward and you can, like, close it officially and have peace and, like, be able to be present. Because when something's in your brain, it's living there and, like, you have these conversations, it will ruin the moment and you won't be able to, you know, move
on. For sure. And it's also, like, I don't know, if, let's say, like, someone cheats on you, for example, and you don't know, like, why that happened. Sometimes it's tricky because there may not actually be a reason, you know, and so you might have to just move on and process without an explanation. You know what I mean?
Happens.
You may not get like the answer that will actually make you feel better. So you it's good
you
to practice moving on your own anyway.
True. True. You might be able to voice something, but like you can't expect any sort of reaction.
They might be like, oh, can't control. I don't know.
Yeah, they might actually remind you why you broke up with them.
Exactly.
Most of the time, by the way.
So yeah, low expectations for sure.
Yes. Okay, what is the best piece of advice that you have for someone to help them date authentically so they can date better?
I think it's really important to just be upfront with them about who you are and not try to be perfect in the beginning of dating. Mm-hmm. I think so many people focus on trying to be the version of themselves that they think that person wants from them rather than showing up as themselves. I saw this amazing TikTok from probably an F-boy, but it was great nonetheless.
Sometimes maybe he's not.
He looked the part, but you know, it was some good advice. He said it was something like, show up to that date with no makeup on because that's the version of you that needs love the most. Like showing up with your heart on your sleeve because that is the version of you that is looking for love. Not this like perfect exterior and projection of yourself. Like show up as the person that like is your inner self and is like looking for connection, you know? So yeah, I always just recommend just like, you know, and also looking for friendship with everybody.
Yes.
There's so many people that I dated that I realized I would not have been friends with if we weren't dating or hooking up or so whatever true. It is. And now it's really beautiful, like with my current partner being like, we are best the foundation friends. Is, you know what I mean? And like, I think that's huge. So lead with friendship and let
just be you.
And let life
the
happen.
The most naked version of you.
Exactly.
I love that. And I think like everyone listening can take that away. Because I think especially in this world, like we're all supposed to be like, he's like perfect, like da-da-da. And like, you know, and there's so much pressure. And it's like so this conversation pressure. Is like, hey, no. Like if you just be your authentic self and take it all off.
Yeah.
That's going to lead you to a healthy love and a love that will last.
Yeah. Because you're going to have to be yourself eventually.
Eventually the mask is going to come off. The makeup's going to come off. The makeup wipes are going to show up.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can people find you?
I am on TikTok as at JazzMelody with two Y's and Instagram at JasmineMelody with two Y's.
Yes. Give her a follow. And you can find me at It's Heather Hopkins, the podcast at Date Better Pod. And of course, download Hula, Meet Your Better Guys. And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys subscribe, rate, review, all the things. And we love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yay.